HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Dog Days in the City by Jody Kendall, performed by Cassandra Morris. Chapter 1: The Mysterious Box. The dog had been in surgery 15 minutes. I paced the lobby of Eastside Veterinary Clinic, looking for tasks to busy myself with while I waited. It felt like marbles were rolling around in my stomach. Most of the time, Dr. Stern performed routine surgeries, like spaying female cats. But today, a dog named Buster was having his ear drained. He had large, floppy ears, and one day he'd shaken his head so hard it broke a layer of blood vessels in one ear. This wasn't a life-threatening surgery. At least, that's what Daniel, the vet tech, told me. But it was the first time there'd been a big surgery since I started helping out at Eastside. I loved being at Dr. Stern's neighborhood clinic, learning as much as I could about animals, and most of the time I wasn't alone in the lobby. Surgery Fridays were usually Miss Janice's administrative days. She'd email x-rays to other clinics for second opinions, file blood work results, and return phone calls and emails. But since the summertime was usually pretty quiet with all the family vacations, Dr. Stern had given her the day off today. Miss Janice was the office manager, and she lived in one of those shiny new buildings downtown. I only knew that because she loved to chat about her building's great amenities, like an indoor pool where she took water aerobics classes, and the free Wi-Fi, oatmeal raisin cookies, and hot coffee in the building lobby. Sometimes she even took naps on the roof deck. "What building amenities do young people enjoy these days?" she had asked me once while organizing desk papers, and I laughed and told her, "Front stoops, that's pretty much it." Even though I could have taken the day off too, I jumped at every chance I could to spend time at Eastside. Mom and Dad had been lecturing me on not taking my hobby too seriously lately, but I didn't care. To me, this wasn't just a hobby. Taking care of Hamlet the pig had made me realize that animals were my passion. Besides, now that I wasn't on the gymnastics team anymore, I had more free time to devote to volunteering at the clinic. Everyone in my family had jobs this summer, and my friends were all busy too. Tom, my brother and the oldest of us Shilling kids, was home from college and working as a barista at City Beans, a coffee shop downtown. My oldest sister, Ellen, was nursing her wounded ego that she didn't get into a fancy private college by taking an online literature course with Ohio State University. She wanted to get a head start on her college credits before moving into the dorms this fall. Sarah, my next oldest sister, had a part-time job at an ice cream shop. And Amelia, my little sister, was going to soccer day camp. Helping out at the veterinary clinic was my thing. Humming to myself, I opened a plastic flap on the top of the massive lobby aquarium to feed what Lou, Dr. Stern's son and Amelia's best friend, called the kingdom. Lou named it that because of the ornamental objects he'd selected to decorate the tank. A medieval-looking castle, a dragon skull, and two hollow logs where the fish like to hide. "Good morning," I said, shaking the small container of flake food until some peppered the surface of the water. A cherry barb swam up first. These were the small reddish fish with a dark strip through the middle. After the barbs, Dalmatian mollies, and rasboras gobbled up the flakes, I retrieved the frozen bloodworms from the mini-fridge. It was totally creepy handling them, but part of working at a vet's office is dealing with gross stuff, and these freshwater fish species were omnivores. I wrinkled my nose and quickly flicked a few bloodworms into the water tank. "All right, kings and queens of the kingdom, enjoy your breakfast of champions," I said, closing the feeding flap on the top of the aquarium. Rap, rap. I spun around. An older man peered through the clinic windows, his knuckles knocking gently on the glass. It was Mr. Takei. I'd known him for years because he lived a few blocks away and always hung out at the community center where Mom worked. Most of the people who brought their animals to this small veterinary clinic were people from the neighborhood. That's what also made it fun. I got to know all my neighbors better, and I learned how to help them keep their pets healthy. Mr. Takei held up a large, clear plastic bag with yellow liquid inside. I knew just what that was. I unlocked the front door and retrieved the bag, careful to hold it by the zipped plastic top.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?